Next on the agenda is the public comment period. Mr. James. Mr. Ellis James, welcome.
Thank you, Commissioner Bull. My name is Ellis W. James. I'm a lifelong resident of the city of Norfolk. Last year, I came and expressed concern to the commission about the killing of sharks and its impact on the cow nose rays. I noticed that in the minutes of the February meeting this year, that the project to try to deal with one aspect of this is moving forward. But there's no mention in this brief review, which is just a small paragraph, with respect to what, if any, progress is being made on the front of trying to stop the slaughter of the sharks. The sharks are, after all, the primary predator for the cow nose rays. I believe that's accurate, and so protecting the sharks may help us to deal also with that particular problem. The second thing that I wanted to call to your attention, and I believe that you probably already have this, but there was a very interesting report on NPR this morning dealing with the very important issue of SAVs. And we have just this morning had some discussion about SAVs and tangentially with several other matters. I would hope that the commission and the staff will pay close attention to the issue of, okay, there is a little bit of light, a bright, hopeful ray of light with the respect to SAVs and their comeback. Now, I'm not naive. I know that my friends, the watermen and others, know a whole lot more about this than a city boy like me from Norfolk. Fact of the matter is that SAVs do fluctuate and come and go to a certain extent, but something must be happening. Either we're succeeding a little bit with respect to cleaning up the bay and making it possible for the grasses to come back. And I hope that we will take a close look at that and see if we can figure out exactly what it is. I know that Tony and others have an excellent feel for these things, and our friends from VIMS, who I believe were responsible for writing the report, we'll have a chance to look at this, but as we all know, the funding for a lot of projects and a lot of follow-ups is in short supply. But I do want to stay focused on that so that we can understand the connection between the hopeful recovery of the SAVs and whatever it is that's impacting that and helping us with that. Thank you, Mr. Commissioner.
Thank you, Mr. James. Is there anyone else? Mr. Heath.
Good afternoon. How y'all doing? I'm Kenny Heath, commercial fisherman on Eastern Shore. I came over here to bring y'all's attention to code 28.2-307 of the Virginia Code. It's unlawful for any person to use a single fishing device having a total length of greater than 1,200 feet. Clear and unobstructed intervals of at least 200 feet shall be maintained between successive fishing structures in the same row. And adjoining rows of fishing structures shall be at least 300 yards apart, in addition to a clear passageway of at least 200 feet wide shall be maintained reaching from all regular navigable channels to all established boat landings. All stakes should be greater than 4 foot. For definitions, the following words when used in this chapter shall have the following meaning unless the context clearly indicates otherwise. Fishing device means a pine net, fike net, or stake gill net. requirement distance between nets. It is unlawful to place a net within 300 yards of the side or end of any fixed fishing device unless in the same row. There's been 3-pound nets and 2 state gill nets issued on the Eastern Shore to people that are closer than 900 feet to adjoining pound nets. And according to this code, those pound nets are illegal, and the 1 state gill net. So I just wanted to bring it to the commission's attention to look this code up and something has to be done by those. They're putting harm on my livelihood because I'm upstream or downstream of some of these locations.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak during the public comment period? Hearing none, let's move forward here.